com. Free Talk Live, take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. You can literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are every day during the week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 Eastern. And then we also have a live Saturday show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. All of it in the evening. So join us for every single moment. And you can always join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, the broadband version, as well as the not-so-broadband version. For those of you still stuck on dial-up.
Hey, that's me.
There's a good percentage. I was just looking at some statistics earlier this week. There are, I think now 80% of Americans have access to the Internet, which is up from 50% from just a few years ago.
Okay.
So 80% have access. Doesn't mean all 80% get on, necessarily. And I think something like 50% of Americans use the Internet on a once-a-week basis.
Okay.
So just kind of some interesting numbers.
What about dial-up?
Dial-up, I think they said over 50% of users are still on dial-up access of good. Internet users.
Glad I'm still in the majority. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just keep listening to the show because, well, we talk about it all the time. Or you can give them a call at toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
This is the show you can control via the phones. Let's go right to them. Dan in Vancouver, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Dan.
So you've been on the subject of money and banking lately. And
it comes up from time to time, and here you are bringing it up again. What's on your mind?
Well, what I think is you're overstressing going back to the gold standard.
Okay.
I think even if you went to the gold standard, there would still be tons of money in the system. There would be a lot more money in the system than there was gold. Okay?
You're talking about banks creating money?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Via loan. Right? If I have a gold coin and I give it to the bank, the store, and the bank gives it to somebody else as a loan,
right?
Now I have a dollar, and the guy who has my gold coin has a dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's how banks can literally create money from thin air. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, per se, but I think it's better to have that situation with gold backing money than to have that situation with nothing backing money.
Well, it's not what we have now. It's not nothing. It's the government's ability to tax, right? I mean, it's the government is able to call on us. I mean, the government's able to enslave us, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to pay them taxes, and that's what backs up their bonds.
Right. That doesn't make me feel
comfortable,
Dan.
Our labor is something real, just like gold is something real.
Yeah, labor is something real, but it's not quite as tangible. The gold that you would possess actually represents the labor of somebody who was mining somewhere in the world. So that gold is actually representation of labor, whereas the dollars are a representation of debt.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a distinction with not a significant difference.
Well, I think it's significant when you can pump out as many greenbacks as you want off of a printing press at a cost of next to nothing, and then have people buy the have banks buy them at jacked up prices and then hand them out to the consumer. I think that's a big problem, Dan.
Yeah, but I think even so, and the fraction of money today that's cash is maybe 10% of all money, and it'd probably be the same under gold. Right? I mean, I think the price of gold would vary.
Well, as long as there's not a run on the bank, then the system, you know, the system is sound, and there can always be insurance for those purposes as well. As far as I can tell, I mean, as far as the free market is concerned, if you're talking about going back to a standard of some sort, and I don't care if it's gold, silver, or bananas, I'd just rather have something backing my money rather than a government fiat system where it's based on nothing.
Yeah. And the main difference is inflation, right?
That is a key difference, absolutely.
Because
the inflation is robbing every single one of us every minute of our lives. As every day goes by, the money that you have becomes worth less and less as they print more of it. And that situation doesn't exist to as near as an extent with any sort of backing system.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the root problem is government spending. right? I mean, the government...
That's certainly a factor.
Government being so huge that they want to spend, and not only do they want to spend, but they want to spend not our current money, they want to spend our future money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to move spending from voters to future taxpayers.
Yeah, they're fiscally irresponsible, and that's how they've always been, and apparently most people in America just don't care. Because nobody's paying any attention. They just let the Republicans and Democrats get away with it, get away with going over budget every single year. And as a result, our debt gets becomes greater and greater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
no,
quite disturbing.
I agree with you from that point of view. I just think we wouldn't see a big practical difference with a gold standard or non-gold.
Well, I think that you would see a big practical difference. And because with a gold standard, I would suggest that... the Federal Reserve would just get out of the business entirely, unless they actually did want to compete with some sort of backing. What we need to have, Dan, is some sort of competition of currency. We need to have, like back in the old days, banks used to write their own notes, and there would be different bank notes circulating around. They were all worth something because somebody knew that they could take that that note in and get it cashed for something. You know, in the same way, we could have the Liberty dollar, for instance, could be one competing currency, and then you could have Dan and Vancouver's dollars that might be another competing currency. Competition, you have to admit, Dan, will make everything better, right?
Yeah, but effectively there is that, right? Because you have CDs, you have commercial paper, you have all different forms of money.
No, you don't use those as currency, though.
Yeah, you can't trade. You don't buy things with CDs.
You buy things. I mean, the CD is a loan from somebody, right?
The CD is a certificate of deposit.
Right. The CD is a deposit for me, but it's also a loan to whoever they gave the money to, right? So,
That's not transfer. You can't just go ahead and transfer that around to buy product and services.
I mean, are you familiar with the terms M1, M2, M3, M4?
I've heard them
before. Measures of money.
I thought those were the different designations of the English government. M1, M2, they have different policing forces like that.
No. In terms of... It's a measure of money used by the Federal Reserve, and they report there's so much money of the M1 type and so much money of the M2 type and so on.
Okay.
The difference is M1 is cash.
Mm-hmm.
M2 is cash plus checking accounts. Okay?
Okay.
M3 is cash plus checking accounts plus CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And M4 is plus, well, actually M3 is plus some CDs, and then M4 is plus CDs and money market.
Got it.
You see what I mean? So it's just, they're all money.
But they're all based on the Federal Reserve note, Dan. They're all the same kind of money. They're just different iterations of it. What we're talking about is actual different different organizations competing with one another to have their money on the market, like the Liberty Dollar, which you can learn more about at dollar.freetalklive.com.
but only M1 is real cash.
That's right.
And all these other forms of money, they're still money, and they're still out there buying things and being used for loans and so on.
And that's okay.
They're, you know.
That's okay, but the problem is it's a monopoly by the Federal Reserve. Now, the Liberty Dollar's out there competing with them, and if we had a third alternative currency, that'd be even better. Because what the point of the Liberty Dollar is, they're trying to basically be like FedEx was to the post office so many years ago, when first all you had was the post office with their lousy crap can service, and then FedEx opened up, and the post office decided to, you know, install some lights in their waiting room and actually spruce things up a little bit and make themselves a little more presentable as a result. So we're hoping the same thing will happen to the Federal Reserve. But it was a good call, Dan. Thank you for it.
All right.
1-800-259-9231. It seems like he was like trying to defend the Federal Reserve there, and they're indefensible. They're fleecing us with their inflation. If you have $100,000 stuffed in your mattress and the Federal Reserve goes ahead and just prints out some more money, which they're doing all the time, your $100,000 isn't worth that much anymore. So they're literally robbing from everyone to their benefit. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 for you to take control of the show and bring up anything, just like Dan did. Dan kicked off the show with the whole Federal Reserve inflation topic, and it's certainly not a... I don't think that it's a mass appeal kind of a topic. It really... You know, most people don't even know what's going on with the money system. They don't understand it, and that's the way we're all raised. I made the point, I think, earlier this week. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
I made the point earlier this week that when I was in high school, all they taught me how to do was write a check.
Yeah.
They didn't explain any sort of... I think I took like a half semester, like maybe a semester-long course on economics, but I slept through it, so I don't know if there was really anything.
I learned quite a bit of my economics class. I really enjoyed it.
Did you? I mean, I remember learning the basic supply and demand sort of stuff, but we never really got into the monetary system.
Macroeconomics, microeconomics.
Yeah.
We certainly didn't talk too much about the monetary system.
No, I don't think the Fed was even mentioned, at least not while I was awake. course, it was the first class of the day, so it's like they put it there specifically so people would sleep through it.
It was mine, too.
And be totally economically ignorant. Thank goodness I stumbled across libertarianism, and that kind of led me in the direction of learning about these things. Because otherwise, I'd still be somebody who's clueless about all these things.
Well, speaking of learning about the money system, I have an email from one of our listeners.
I got an email, too. And this one just came in, so I'm going to read this one first.
Okay.
It came from Don, and he's responding to the caller earlier. He says, gold is not susceptible to inflation. Its buying power has not changed in hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And he goes on to say, even the Bible says that the only real money is gold and silver. Now, even though that might be the case, and gold and silver are certainly probably the best forms of currency at this point in today's world, I can't say that there wouldn't be something else that came forward. Who knows what else might replace gold? If there actually was a free market in money, who knows what sort of
something certainly could happen.
Radical, cool ideas in currency could come out. There's no way to predict it because we don't have it right now. We don't have a free market in currency. What's your email about? Manwich? You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, but apparently this person emailed you direct at manwich@freetalklive.com.
Manwich, it's just entitled Manwich. I was going to give his email address, but I shouldn't do that.
Not a good idea.
You've said many times that the federal government can only create gold and silver coins. But this is actually a restriction on the states. And then he gives the Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 mm-hmm. of the United States Constitution. Now, and then he also gives Article 1, Section 8, lays out the power of Congress, including Clause 5, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and the foreign coin to fix the standard of weights and measures. Now, I've looked through my, I have the Constitution in book form, and I have it so I can searchable on the computer, so I can look at
right.
And I really wanted this guy to be wrong. But I looked and looked, and it is not necessarily unconstitutional for the government to make a fiat currency. Here he says, while
really?
The Federal Reserve is clearly unconstitutional, I don't think that fiat money is necessarily prohibited. In fact, I think some of the founders, certainly Hamilton, good old Hamilton, thought it was the best way to pay off their debts. Yeah, I'm not really fond of Hamilton, just in case you wonder.
Right.
By the way, the Liberty Dollar website has a special through the end of April. I don't know if you can get credit through Ian's associate page. So apparently the Liberty Dollar has some kind of special going on.
You should probably go check it out at dollar.freetalklive.com. It takes you right to the main site.
So I'd like to thank Christopher for sending the email and straightening us out.
Let's make it clear that this is not a monetary-only show. It's
Please.
Not a financial show. I'm not a financial expert. I'm just a dude with a talk show.
Yep.
And these issues have been presented to us in most part by the callers who call
in. We've had to learn about them.
Right. And they're concerned about it, and they should be. I mean, from what I've seen, this is really important to understand or at least have some sort of a basic grasp on the monetary system here in this country, the idea that it's a fraud. Like, I was kind of just thinking about it today. Sometimes we seem so radical on Free Talk Live. I was listening to one of our old archives where we were talking about where I was talking about how I'm against the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah,
because it's a socialist doctrine, and because it was written by a socialist, an avowed socialist who was trying to brainwash people, and it made me think that if I was listening to that for the first time, if somebody just happened to be scrolling across their band FM or AM band and come across this discussion about the Pledge of Allegiance or this claims that we're making about money not being backed by anything, that basically we talk about all the various different frauds that our government is perpetrating on us on a daily basis in this country. It all seems a little unbelievable, doesn't it, Manwich?
It does. It certainly we seem a little scary for your regular radio talk show.
I mean, it's hard to believe that the wool has been pulled over your eyes for your entire life. Like, if you're just now encountering this message that we're talking about here, it's kind of hard to imagine that, well, this is my government. How could they do such a thing to me? Well, we've seen plenty of instances where the government has lied in the past, and everybody knows about it. Why is it so hard to believe that the government would not be lying, or why is it so hard to believe the government would not lie to you about currency? Why is it so hard to believe the government wouldn't lie to you about the Pledge of Allegiance, even? Such a basic American element, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The Pledge of Allegiance been with most Americans since the first day they set foot in a kindergarten class. Now, they've been brainwashed right in to this this system of conformity. And you better believe it, because we're talking about what's true here. There's no spin. Pledge of Allegiance, written by a socialist. Your money has nothing backing it. I just kind of came to this realization. This is really shocking stuff, I think, to some people. But it's all real. If you don't think so, dial us up at 800-259-9231.
We're the shock jocks of the AM dial.
I always said we shock based on our political content, based on our information. We don't, you know, we're not trying to titillate anybody on this show. So 1-800-259-9231. And it is always amazing because we just keep coming across more and more instances of our government literally fleecing us, literally, like I said, pulling the wool over our eyes and pretending like everything's hunky-dory, when in fact, point of fact, it is not. I mean, we continue towards this precipice of calamity in this country as far as the monetary system is concerned, as far as our foreign policy is concerned, going around the world. The same kind of people who think that the Pledge of Allegiance is a good thing are the same people that think that 9/11 attacks were just, well, where'd those come from? We didn't do anything to deserve that.
They attacked us.
Right. It's just kind of this kind of isolated, insulated worldview of someone who just hasn't been paying attention to anything outside of their own life. And you really can't blame people for that, I suppose. Although, if you don't pay attention to what's going on around you, you're destined to be controlled. You're destined to be pulled. The strings are going to be pulled by these people in power that you elected. And it's scary. People need to start paying attention, even if it's just a little bit. Even if it's just listening to Free Talk Live once in a while, or preferably all six nights a week. I think it's really critical. Now, what else did you have about money, man? Which, because while we're on it, we might as well flush it out and be done with it for the night.
Flushing it sounds good. They're making a new gold coin. The United States, the U.S. Mint is going to mint a 24-karat gold coin,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of interesting. Apparently, it's going to be mainly released for collectors,
right?
And it's, you know, it doesn't say what the face values of it is going to be, but in, you know, point of fact,
it's gold. It's going to be pretty pricey.
Well, it's not going to be the face. It's probably not going to have the right face value on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to slap some face value on it of, you know, $50 gold piece. But in fact, it's going to be worth $435 or something. $425
really?
Is what gold is currently at.
Is it going to be an ounce piece?
Yes.
Huh. Now, you made the claim that people were going to spend these things?
I would think that if they made them the right face value, they would.
And I tell you that they will not. And we can get into that. And your calls as well, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. People will hoard these gold pieces if they actually do release them. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, car clubs. AAA, Kia Enthusiast of America, Midwest Roadsters. Hey, what's that? Cowabunga? Well, not quite, but I'll tell you about Bo Suzoku when I come back. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan, free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Roll on, Concours d'Elegant. Your rabble-rousing cousin from Japan is here, and his name is Bosu Zoku. Translated literally to mean speeding tribe and often referred to as kamikaze, this group of teenagers modifies cars and bikes to exude maximum speed. Although like their American counterparts in the Fast and Furious in their need for speed, this Japanese subculture doesn't race to win. In fact, no one is allowed to overtake the Sento Shah, who is also the event organizer. To ensure his safety and that no one breaks the no-pass rule, the Sento Shah posts outlooks. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Your show. Take control via the phones. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, though we don't guarantee to read your emails on the air. I will read them all. You know, on my own time, and I might respond to you, ftl@freetalklive.com. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, over 13,000 posts for you to surf around through, as well as over 400 users interacting there. We're on our way to 500, man, which we're getting close to the halfway mark, 450, close to that already. So
we'd have been at 500 if you hadn't gone and cleaned house that one time.
I did clean house. I got rid of all the users that hadn't logged in for a long, long, long time. And so anyway, let's go back to the phones and back to the just real quick on the gold thing. They're
yes.
coming out with these gold pieces. You're claiming they're an ounce piece. And even if they did put their value on them, like mm-hmm. $450 or whatever,
right?
People would hoard them. And here's why. You suggested that they might spend them.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because
is that?
If you've it's something called Gresham's Law, and I just learned about it. The concept is if you've got a bunch of gold pieces and a bunch of dollars, you're going to spend the dollars.
Yeah.
They're not worth anything to you. I mean, as far as compared to the gold, it's you
true.
Know that gold's worth something.
The gold's an investment to some extent, too,
right.
because it can go up and down.
Right. But those dollars, spend them. That's
yeah.
Gresham's Law, the idea that when given two different types of currency, if one is less valuable than the other, the less valuable one gets spent, the other one gets hoarded for that rainy day.
Got it.
So there you go. Let's go to Dan and, Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I got an update on that court case you were wondering about, the illegal cop stop on the bridge.
Illegal cop stop on the bridge. You have to recap for us.
Okay. He was the guy that knew me from before, and your advice to me was stay the hell away from him, so I've been doing that.
Wait, the cop pulled you over.
This is the
right.
university student guy?
Right.
Right, 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 right. Oh, no, it wasn't a pullover, it was they were just searching you. You had a backpack,
right.
and they searched your backpack, and they found a
right.
knife, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So what the prosecuting attorney was trying to do is get it dropped, and they said it's not in the state's interest to prosecute or anything. But the funny thing is, the judge didn't want to listen to that. He wanted to prosecute me. And
what was the charge?
Dangerous weapon, but it was...
Wasn't it a butter knife?
No, it was a steak knife.
It was a steak knife, okay.
The thing was that the reason
like,
why they stopped me...
Is this a standard steak knife like I would use, you know, for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like steak knife I'd used for actually cutting shrubbery. So if you checked it, it would have like plant juice on it, and that would be it. But anyway, the
so the judge wanted to prosecute. He wanted to go forward with it. With
right.
It.
But the thing is, nobody else wanted to. They were trying to say, but judge, the reason why we stopped this individual, you know, we had to drop that charge and. That's the reason why we were searched. You know.
So what was the original charge that they had stopped, the stopping charge?
After hours violation, but it was open at that time.
The library or wherever you were?
Yeah.
Because you were on a college campus at the
right.
time.
Right.
And so they had to drop that charge, and if you hadn't been busted for the after-hours violation, they never would have found the
right.
knife, and therefore that should be thrown out. I see what you're saying.
But the thing is, the judge kept glaring at me. He wouldn't even let me speak. I said,
Do you have a prior record?
No. Not for what they want. You know, I've got, like, parking tickets, things like that.
Okay.
But, you know, nothing like they were trying to make out. And the judge kept saying, no, I think you're dangerous. And he was basically trying to get me to react or something.
That could be. Could very well be. So what ended up happening, Joe?
What happened was he says, well, I don't like this, but I'm going to dismiss this case.
Well, what can he do? I mean, he's just a judge. The
prosecutor... Well, he wanted to provoke me. And
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and my opinion is that he was biased. And
good job. Well, you kept your cool.
Yeah, a biased judge should not sit on the bench. And if I ever get him again, I'm going to say, I have reason to believe this judge is being biased.
Well, hopefully you'll just not encounter that bad cop again.
That too.
Joe, good call, man. Thanks for the update. We're glad you followed up on that. We really do appreciate it.
Also, I think that the dollar is going to flush itself. And
oh, it's been flushing itself for a decade.
Oh, yeah, 40%. But, right. you know, you can't create more gold unless you want to do it in an atom smash, and then it costs way too much to do.
There you go. Joe, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just got a question about the Bill of Rights. Let me turn to it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done that before, but sorry.
That's
Here we go. All righty. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures should not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause.
I do love that amendment.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then in the Fifth Amendment it says, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So which is it? Do they need a warrant or do they need due process of law?
Well, the due process is what you need to get the warrant.
Pardon?
As far as I know, and I could be wrong, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but you have to have a certain process that you have to go through in order to get the warrant, in order to get to search somebody's property.
See, now what I'm thinking here is, okay, it says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Right, they're depriving your liberty. If they come and search your house without a warrant, they're depriving you of your liberty.
Yes.
And then they could be depriving you of the property they find within.
Okay, so
therefore they have to go through a process in order to do it constitutionally.
So, yeah, but due process is our jury trial.
That's correct.
Okay, a warrant is just you go to the judge, you give him probable cause that you need a warrant, and he gives you it. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Okay. So it says here that they cannot seize, there can be no unreasonable seizures without a warrant. And down here it says they can't take your property without due process.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out how that works.
That is a good, I see where you're coming from, man, which I'm a little stumped on this one. Do you have any, you've read these amendments time and time again. Do you have any insight?
Not really. I mean, I really can't see the point that he's trying to make on it.
Okay. This is it. Okay. The Fifth Amendment says they can't take your property without due process. The Fourth Amendment says they can't take your property without a warrant. Okay? Which one is it? I mean, okay, if they come in with a warrant and try and seize your property, say, I didn't go through due process of law, well, we have a warrant. Well,
I guess maybe, God, that is a tough one.
The warrant still has to be, is only so that they can take your property temporarily.
Right,
then they have to follow due process in order to keep it.
Okay,
you know,
so
like
I guess the legal definition
it.
Of seizure would be a temporary withholding.
A seizure, I guess
still,
the legal definition would be permanent.
They're still depriving you of property.
Well, they are.
Temporary.
Try bringing that one up in court, though, Brandon. You're
and
have a tough time.
One must say that you're innocent until proven guilty, but it's really funny how the county jails are full of innocent guys who are waiting trial, right?
Yeah, I mean
it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't want the guy that's clearly the murdering child molester running around waiting for his trial.
Yeah, no,
they've got the
no
blood
question.
Samples that they need. They've got the reasons. I think it's all part of the due process. I mean, they have seized your property because they got the warrant, and then you have a chance at getting it back after you go through your trial, but odds are good, you know, if they've got evidence against you.
Alrighty, well, thanks, guys.
Good Thank call, you. Brandon. It was good. It was a good question, though.
Yeah.
Well,
good,
little conflict there. Patrick and Steve are hanging on. They want to talk about various different things. Your calls as well. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Phones are blowing up. We'll take your calls about anything. And ladies, we got a bunch of guys on hold. That means that if you call in at 800-259-9231, we go to you first, because women come first here on Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live takes control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, personal, political, well, even pop culture. We'll talk to you about that. Not that I know anything about it, but we've all got opinions, and we're happy to share them with you. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And if you scroll down through the archives, you'll find we've got various different voting links to the different podcast websites that we're up on, including podtower.com. So be sure you go and check that out at freetalklive.com. We got calls rolling in like crazy. We're going to go to them. This is your show. Let's talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Yeah, I think I kind of like fair better than I like free, but I kind of like them both. But you know where I'm getting at.
A fair market? Is that what you're saying?
What are you referring to?
Exactly.
Go ahead. Okay.
Anyways, I was no such thing. But as I was saying, I'm trying to allude to.
You haven't said anything yet.
But USDA, they're putting these false organic labels. I'm sure you're aware of this on on so-called organic products.
I didn't know that, actually.
That are being made in Salinas, California, and San Bautista, California.
Why are they doing this?
Well, apparently they're using human excrement, which has hepatitis C and other things that they're manufacturing into fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, because Los Angeles, part of it is now in Mexico, apparently, and, where they have no laws, they have no environmental regulations going on down there. And so these corporations, they're banning the real organics, okay, in the market.
Isn't one of the definitions of organic food that they use bowel movements to fertilize them?
Yeah, they're banning the real organics and putting false organic USDA labels on stuff that's been manufactured with this garbage.
I
bought some at the health food store the other day, and I still feel like I'm loaded with chemicals. I mean, this was 2-3 days ago. And I call the health food store and I try to tell them what's going on, and they hang up on me. And I'm like, you guys, you're not a little mom and pop health food store anymore. You're incorporated now.
You're a corporate tentacle.
Right. You all don't care about, you don't, is it compassion or profits? You know what I'm saying? They don't care about you and me anymore.
Well, organic food is all about profits, actually. Organic food is just a whole big old BS industry, in my opinion.
Right. I mean, some of these things that they say natural, organic, you're safer than that now than you are with the USDA label. I mean, it's just insane.
Well, first of all, when you ask the government to protect you, this is the kind of crap that you get from them.
Exactly.
So you really do have to look out for yourself.
But when the farmer's market's not around, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to consume? You know? I mean, it's not season yet. It's still spring season. It's not even really spring season yet.
Didn't you bury some nuts over the winter?
Patrick, I don't know what to tell you, man. You might have to start your own farm up.
Yeah, I also want you to tell me why you're, tell the audience why you're a libertarian and what the Libertarian Party stands for. Now, I voted for Nader twice, so I guess I'm deceived.
I'm sorry.
You know, I don't agree with everything he did, he's for, but I'm against abortion. I mean, I'm a Christian conservative, but I'm progressive also. I mean, if you pick between Tweety Doo Doo and Da Da Da, who are you going to choose? You know what I'm saying?
I choose a gunshot to the head, personally, between Tweedly Doo and Tweedly Da.
That's sad. Well, good talking to you.
Well, thank you for the call, Patrick.
Okay.
To answer your question about the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
We'll let you go and you can listen off the air.
Okay.
To answer the question was, what is the Libertarian Party? What do they stand for? Well, very simply, when I joined the Libertarian Party, I signed a statement that said, I don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That means if I would like to see something happen in society, I don't support pointing guns at people to force it to happen. I support voluntary alternatives, where if I would like to see, for instance, kids not wearing those pants around their, around their hips or whatever, I support voluntarily trying to persuade them away instead of passing a law and pointing guns at people and forcing them to. That's the basis of libertarianism. So if there's guns involved and force, I don't support it. Very simple. And the whole organic thing, I got to refer you to John Stossel's book. If you're one of these organic people, John Stossel's excellent book, he's the guy from ABC News, the host of Anchor of 2020, where he basically exposes organics as total BS. It's just an excuse for farmers to receive subsidies, and it's an excuse for them to mark their products up 3 times more expensive than normal. And one of the reasons they have to mark their products up so high is because they're using these old, outdated methods of raising their crops. They've got these just ancient, olden-style ways of doing things. It takes up a whole lot more space. You know, you've got X amount of cubic feet of land, right? And doing it the old-style way means you don't yield as much fruit per cubic foot. So therefore, it costs you more money to create this fruit. And there's no evidence whatsoever that shows that organic foods taste better or are healthier for you. Sorry. Just wash the if you're worried about the chemicals, wash your fruit. I don't understand what that whole issue is. It's just nutty. When I see somebody paying 3 times as much for organic orange juice, I just think nutty. Well, that person's, they don't understand what they're doing. It's marketing. That's all it is.
I can certainly understand. Now, if somebody took a nectarine, dipped it in a vat of DDT, then handed it to you, are you going to be comfortable running it under some water and then eating it?
No,
you're not. Because, I mean, it's a little... The thing is because you saw it. Your first meeting with your fruits and vegetables comes at the grocery store, and you're like, oh, that's what they look like.
And nor does anyone dip their fruits in vats of DDT before they deliver them to the grocery store. They spray the crops, and it keeps people from dying of malaria. Well, actually, that's what they used to do, and then they banned DDT, so now millions of people are dying of malaria again. 800-259-9231, but it's all about marketing. That's all the organic thing is about. Just fleecing people, those rich people, for their money. More Free Talk Live coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs. The freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photos, and we put them up on the web. We've got the validated shrine, where girls are actually holding up a piece of paper of some sort that says Free Talk Live on it to prove that they listen to the show.
And to illustrate, you just held up a piece of paper.
I held up a piece of paper in case you forgot, man. And then there's also the regular shrine, where it's just pictures that they've sent us. And then there's the Hall of Shame, where we've caught the fakers. We've caught the people that are trying to fool us, and we put them into the Hall of Shame. So go check out the shrine at freetalklive.com. Going back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Steve in Oregon. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, guys. Are you referring to about a fiat currency before?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the U.S. had a fiat currency early in its years. It was called the Continental Dollar.
That's correct. That's why they actually went ahead and created the Constitution. Is that not right, Steve?
Well, it was after the Constitution that they had the Continental Dollar, too. Washington was trying to pay his troops with them.
Really?
They wouldn't accept them.
No, well, they had become totally worthless by that point.
Oh, they fell and fell in value. That's why the U.S. had gold currency for 150 years. It took that long for people to forget about the Continental Dollar.
That's a good point.
There was still people, you could still hear people saying that in the 60s, not worth a continental. It was a very old phrase, and it stuck around forever.
Yeah, that phrase is gone now, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah. It disappeared in the 60s. Anyway, what you were saying about Gresham's Law, weak currency drives strong currency out of circulation.
Right.
You can prove it to yourself anytime. Pull out your pocket change and look for a real silver quarter or dime.
Yeah.
Because that was very quick that was driven out of circulation. And the same thing would happen if you put gold into circulation. It'd disappear overnight.
People just hoard it. Unless we got rid of the fiat currency. And then it'd be a different story.
Well, then you'd have a government that wouldn't work.
I don't have a problem with that. It doesn't work very well right now. I wouldn't have a problem.
I'd like to see something gum up the works up there in Washington.
Yeah, well, until it happens, then.
Yeah, I'd rather they not do anything in Washington, D.C.
It seems the more they do, the more they destroy and the more they make a mess of everything.
Well, that's the only thing they're good at. I mean, they try to... they allegedly have all these good intentions, but really, they end up creating their... All their programs end up usually doing either nothing or creating the opposite of what they intended to do. And the one thing that the government is good at doing is destroying things. Taxing, destroying, and killing.
Yeah, it's doing an excellent job of it, and I think it's happening more now that the U.S. isn't as rich as it used to be.
What? Now, why do you say that? We're not as rich as we used to be.
Well, for most of the 20th century, the U.S. was the world's largest supplier of oil. Not anymore by a long shot.
Well, that probably has more to do with our the legislation against, you know, energy production here in the country, in this country.
You're not a believer in Hubbard's curve?
As far as we're currently getting past the midpoint of all the oil in the world?
Well...
Is that what you're referring to?
Well,
I don't know what Hubbard's curve is.
Hubbard's curve basically is that any oil area follows a bell-shaped curve, a standard distribution curve.
Okay.
And whether it's an oil field, a country, or the whole world, that if you get your plots on there, you can figure out where you are on that curve.
Huh.
Because finding oil is basically a random process. You keep punching holes in the earth and trying to discover pools of oil. And
but we're so limited on where we can punch holes in the earth here in the United States. I mean,
not really.
Maybe our curve is not quite the same as others.
Currently we are, but I mean in the past, prior to the 70s, they could punch holes just about anywhere they wanted to.
Right,
yeah, I agree
with
that.
Things have changed. Steve, thanks for the call. Great information. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Thank you, Steve. 800-259-9231.
Nice
was that his heart monitor? 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way. Terry's hanging on. Hopefully he'll be patient through the news, and we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control. If you're tired...